presented by AfterBuzz TV, where integral members of the WWE, Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Christy St. Cloud started their careers. This is Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, the first online pro wrestling show dedicated to all things women's pro wrestling, showcasing news and interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz's own gorgeous hosts of wrestling.
Bonjour, you are watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. We are the number one weekly show that talks about all things women's pro wrestling. Today we have an amazing show. We have the star of the week. We're going to be hitting some news, but let's hit my co-host first. Oh, by the way, my name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin. We also have She Likes Orange Soda.
I do.
Sarah the Rebel.
Keenan and Kel reference, man.
And then also America's chocolate sweetheart, the one, the only, Evan T. Mack.
You know, I appreciate you, TK. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the heat off my back. Julia Roberts is no longer
Julia
harassing
still
me.
Still going to get you.
Oh,
she
my family. Because you put the word chocolate in there. Girl, you're a lifesaver. I appreciate it.
Just create ideas. And you know, we have nothing but illustrious guests every week. This week is no exception. From Lucha Underground, the Unstoppable. She makes every day her bitch.
That's right.
We have Thunder Rosa, a.k.a. Cobra Moon, a.k.a. La Mira Mira.
What up?
La Mira Mira, the one and only. From the graveyard of Tijuana, Mexico, baby. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, okay. I'll add that next time. It's not the last time you'll be on the show. I'll add that for the next one. From the graveyards of Tijuana, Mexico.
Damn.
Boom. Yeah. I sound very gringo when I said that, too.
Tijuana. TJ.
First off, I just have to make note of this for my folks who have been watching our show consistently. The last time we had a guest in the show was Rosa Mendez. No, not Rosa Mendez. Good Lord. Where's my head today?
Yes, Rosa Madison Rain?
No, she was you are. Rosa Mendez.
Rosa, you're
yeah.
right. You're right.
Okay.
Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, I know. Rosa Mendez. Now, when Rosa Mendez was in studio with us,
Don't do it.
The sweetheart was wearing another jacket with the deep V, the buttons down.
Are you
when we had a Skype guest in last week, He wasn't wearing none of that. So
he got to show the chocolate.
Yeah.
Not the chocolate.
Yeah. So we have Thunder Rosa in studio with us, and the chocolate sweetheart decided to grace us with another jacket, the deep V with the chain.
Look at this with the chain.
Oh,
yo, listen.
You know, he wants to show the Cobra, white chocolate that is inside of
her. Listen, Miss Moon, yeah. I'm telling you, anytime I bring the chain
you
out.
Say Miss Moon.
Miss Moon, listen, anytime I bring the chain out, I don't want it to be hidden, so I have to unbutton the shirt.
My
That's
point
the
is,
only reason
when you
why.
Bring the chain out, it's only when we have in-studio guests.
Listen, I'd be damned if I come on this show looking raggedy, man. I'd be damned. I got to throw on a blazer. Listen, my mother and father would not approve if I come on this show with a nice, important guest and be like wearing a t-shirt.
Do y'all want to talk to me about my clothes? Is that what this is really about? because I'm not wearing a deep V.
I'm not going to let y'all do this to me today.
So just wanted to make note of that for
it's
folks
important.
Who watch
is.
Who watch the show. And for you guys,
we appreciate that. We do appreciate that. Thank you
for you guys who are listening to us on iTunes. Evan is wearing a nice blazer. It's kind of
I don't know,
maroon-ish.
Man. This looks like military camouflage trying to be cute.
With a black button down, but the button's down three buttons with the...
TK Trinidad, I swear, I don't know how I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you one day. I don't know how, though.
I mean, I am getting you to a live show. So
that's why I can't hate right now, man. I can't hate on you, boy.
It's because you came to impress.
Tony's back.
That's
See my boy. He's back.
Listen, Tony.
Where you at, TK?
I have nothing wrong with the chocolate sweetheart dressing the way he does. I am just taking note that every time he dresses, because we do Raw together, and when last time we did Raw, he was wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, I only used to see him in t-shirts.
So I'm just noting that when there's a beautiful woman in studio with us that are not the two of us. He's, you know, doing three buttons down. But anyways, let's hit the news.
Yo, Tony, hit that news for me, boy. But before I get into it, before I chop it up, while I talk to y'all, man, Jazzy Gabbert, medically cleared for in-ring return. Successful neck surgery. She's feeling good. She's looking good. She's ready to get back into action. Ladies, thoughts?
I love Jazzy. I met her in Scotland, and I had a match with her, and I'm super happy for her because this is... her dream, you know, and her dream is to continue to wrestle. And, like, all of you guys know her story, so mm-hmm. nothing but good advice for her. And I wish her the best, and I'm so happy for her, and I miss her.
We did interview her, I think either the first or second episode for this show. Mm-hmm. And amazing woman. Hopefully Mae Young Classic, number 2.
Hope so.
cross fingers, because she was signed to WWE, then they did the final check and she didn't make it. So hopefully this time around she's going to make it. So we'll see.
Cool.
How it goes.
Yeah, ring that bell, Tony. If you please. If you in the mood.
Ding, ding.
If you want to do it. Damn. what he mad at me today. Alexa Bliss wins the Money in the Bank ladder match.
What a surprise, guys.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Angie cashed it on the same day. Thunder Rosa seems sarcastic in her.
I was in Nashville wrestling with a little person, and you know I didn't watch that. So
I thought you were calling her a little person.
No. My partner was a little person. Yeah,
I mean Alexa Bliss is short.
She
though,
is short, so I didn't know what this was going.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Oh my God, y'all are off the rails. So what are your thoughts, early thoughts? How you feeling? What's going on?
So originally, I wasn't super excited about her winning Money in the Bank because she always is kind of in the number one contender position. So I didn't feel
somebody
that she needed
her.
It. But I also did enjoy her cashing in that night and kind of shocking us in the Nia and Ronda match. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they told the story they wanted to tell, although there are some who think that the Mattel showing the toys caused Vince McMahon to change who won the two monies in the bank. Did y'all hear about that?
Talk about that.
Mattel showed a Money in the Bank action figures. Kevin Owens and Natty were the ones with the little briefcases.
No, they've been showing everybody, though, because there's one with Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody had a Money in the
Bank. Okay, cool. Yeah. That was the rumor I heard. I didn't know if it was true.
I just know my roommates, they watch WWE like religiously, mm-hmm. and my roommate, she was livid. She was like, this was so stupid. Like, how is she going to come and hit everybody and, like, think that, no, why didn't he let Ronda Rousey? I was like, okay, I get it. She was into it.
It was the best thing they could have done, because you didn't want Ronda to get the belt, because I feel like the Ronda got the belt this week too soon for her. And her pin and Nia winning, even though that's what I wanted, it just wouldn't. It would be too clean.
Mm-hmm.
So for
it also devalues the strength of Ronda Rousey if Nia wins.
So the way they did it was perfect. Like I didn't like it, but I didn't like it because they caused emotion.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
so it was such a good. They did it so well that they caused enough emotion where I was like upset about it because I really wanted Nia to maintain the belt because I feel like she's getting better on their mic skills.
Yeah, she was good. That was her best match too.
Yeah.
Though.
So I feel like I wanted to maintain the belt, but I felt like it was the perfect move for them to do because they couldn't have if they gave it to Ronda, I think I would have been. This would have been the last episode of Women's.
Everybody thought that was
over.
That's why the decashing was important because everyone was like, "Oh, Ronda's getting it." Well, you know, we're watching this. She's gonna get beat up for like 10 minutes, and she's gonna win. And all of a sudden, you know, cashing. You're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
And the follow up story too. If you watch, was it yesterday or I don't remember when it was.
Monday.
Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what day I live in right now.
I think it's Wednesday.
Yeah, the story following that, it really makes sense to what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, yeah, a lot of people hate it, and they always have something to say.
Always.
But at the end of the day, it's what is best for the business or best for the story. You know, now she's suspended 30 days, and everybody's
What? I hate. Because it's like the only reason why she's suspended, she's going to promote her movie Mile 22.
She's making money.
So it's just, like, I want her to make money, but it's just kind of like, if you had all these projects, then maybe it's not the time for you to be in WWE.
Taking spots and whatnot.
So, can we suspend Brock Lesnar so I can at least have some closure why Daddy never comes to visit?
Ain't nothing wrong with acting. You get acting, but don't be clogging up the pipeline.
Just remind me Father's Day, Daddy. I'll show it to you. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But on the flip side of that, you know, Shayna Baszler retains her title against Nikki Cross. I think Nikki Cross did her thing. She showed up. I like her character. Listen, she goes hard. She's from Scotland. Like it was good to see that she lost. Like didn't tap though. Like you're gonna take me out of here. Take me into deep waters. And she smiled before she passed out.
That was the craziest. She literally smiled and like, all right, good night.
Yeah. So like it's all good.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? The result in the match in general. What do you guys think?
I'm biased. Like I like both. I actually lived with Nikki Cross in Japan. So she's my girl, and I'm so happy for her success. You know, and the same with Shayna. Mm-hmm. Both of them are really down to earth, and the fact that you know they're being able to showcase their different styles is good. Yeah, again, a lot of people. There was a lot of criticism online, and I went online. And I was just I'm really happy for both of them because I know them, and. It's just really, it's hard to read some of the comments that people are making, you know, because it's so hard to entertain and then on top of that, try to tell a story,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I'm just loving what Nikki's doing with her character, and that they are allowing her to be so crazy, right. And they're allowing her to be so different from all the other girls in the roster. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy for them.
It's pretty awesome. Why am I being looked at with this?
Your face says that you want to say something, but you really don't want to say it.
Why are you just watching my face? I got nothing to say.
Okay, well, I thought it was you do, but you just want to say it, but that's no problem.
Say it, girl.
I love, that was a really, really great match. I saw it. Nikki Cross did an amazing job. But I just feel like, because Sanity is moving up to the main roster, and I'm not as versed on NXT, so is there a reason why Nikki is not moving on with them? Because aren't they...
Well, Carmella didn't move on with Enzo and Cass when they moved up.
I think they like her where she's at right now. Maybe they have plans for her to get that belt though.
I think also they need people to work with the new people that are coming in, and she is a veteran on her own, you know. And they need somebody strong like that, a heel strong like her. I'm saying that, but I mean, she's doing really well. And even though like she's not on it all the time, every time she comes out, she makes an impression, and people really like her.
Okay. I just want to make note because I'm seeing your makeup face. And you just turned. I was like, so thank you for putting on the makeup. Because you just turned. I was like, oh, because I'm only seeing this side. And you was like, oh, yeah, I forgot it was there.
Yeah, when she didn't put on her makeup, I thought she just meant like, you know, like lady makeup.
Well, you
like,
guys invited Thunder Rosa. You didn't invite the other person. That's true. If you would have invited Cobra Moon, I would have come with my mask. But you guys don't want to see Cobra Moon here.
Oh.
Because I need to bring my entourage and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay, then. That's sick.
Yeah. Well, next time, you know, next time.
All right, then. Yeah. Well, thank you. I need to take note next time when I, okay, gotcha. Copy.
Careful who you summon.
I know.
Si, señorita.
I think Tony already rang that bell. Yo, can I get another one just because I'm crazy? Yeah, he's on it. He's on his P's and Q's. Access TV to launch women's wrestling show. I think it's really good. We were just talking about it. I know it wasn't... We were talking about it in the WWE kind of like capacity, but we were talking about women getting a platform.
Well, this is WOW, right?
Yeah, and I think it's just really great that there's another platform that's going on. I know Mark Cuban was involved in it, and oh my God, Jeannie Buss was involved in it.
I sent out a call for her, so hopefully she'll be in studio with us.
Because I just think it's really great that just for another platform for women to get out there and do their thing.
And especially with the success that GLOW has had, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, WOW is the successor to GLOW, the original wrestling show. So it's a perfect time to bring some actual wrestling back on the heels of the show.
Yeah. And a lot of great women have come through WOW. We had some women from WOW on the show a couple episodes ago, so.
I'm just really happy for this. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So.
Wow, the news will come out later. So I can't make it official yet, but
funny.
I'm super happy. It's giving so many opportunities to a lot of people like me that are like up and coming and hungry for something like this. And to have a platform on TV, it's amazing.
Exclusive.
It's like, wait, what's going? Okay, so can you put the exclusive in a subtle way that you're allowed to
you
say?
You guys are gonna see it later on
my
social media.
Oh, come on, Miss Mo.
Really? How can you?
I already know.
Come on, Kobe.
Can we get that? Yeah, like a definite yes.
I love WOW. I love WOW. Just when I say that, I love it. It's a great show. Again, a lot of people that I worked before, like Amber O'Neill, Santana Garrett, Katie Forbes, which is one of my favorites, the all-natural Katie Forbes. All-natural. I mean, I love those girls, and I went to see them at the Aztec Theater when they restarted the whole thing, and it was really cool to see all the production and the time that they're putting on the ring and the storylines, and even my girl Holly, who's my tag team partner, she was in there for a little bit, and just to see her there shine, it was very special, you know.
It's a really well done, highly produced show, and I think that's why it's so exciting that it's coming to television. A little nervous about, you know, it's going to be on the same channel as New Japan, and that's a very different type of expectation from that wrestler, so I'm just really hoping it does well, and we have to do everything we can as viewers. If you want to see it succeed, we have to support it.
Alright, Tony, let's get to number 5, brother. Fan attacks Paige after Money in the Bank. You put this, you dropped this on your boy, I didn't even know what was going on. Like, came up, mushed her in the face, called her fat, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they've been doing that to her for a minute.
So, their body shamed her, like a whole group of people, like surrounded the guy. She was able to get away, like, without anything, any more damage. Like, what's your thoughts on, like, fans being able, because WWE is all, like, excuse me, wrestlers in general, like, about fan interaction. And mm-hmm. I've never seen any celebrity or figure more than wrestlers like interact with their fans and give them that up close and personal like experience. And that sometimes I think fans go a little too far.
Yeah,
a little.
They get a little too familiar. A little bit. They get a little too familiar with them, and I think this is one of those cases. I don't know what your thoughts on it, though.
I mean, you just summed it up.
I just think
I summed up my thoughts. No, I ain't summed up your thoughts.
I just think that people don't anywhere, like in regular, being a regular person, you know, whatever, they don't have the right to attack you. No mm-hmm. matter if you're fat, no matter if you're gay, no matter if you're bisexual, mm-hmm. whatever, or you're an immigrant, they don't give you a right to attack you physically. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you should have some sort of respect. The people should have some sort of respect. And just because they are or we are on TV or we do something like that, that doesn't mean that you really know us as people and that we are like, you know, made of plastic and we don't have any feelings. Yeah. So, I mean, any type of attack, it really bothers me.
Yeah, it's one of those things where depending on where you're from in LA, it's really different because we see, you know, celebrities all the time. But for people who don't see those celebrities and you follow these people on social media, they feel like they have access to you because you're posting that stuff. Mm-hmm. And definitely that person, those people had no, they can't attack anybody. But I think sometimes people feel like they own you because they paid to go and see you, because they follow you on social media, because you're putting so much out there. And you've seen Paige's journey throughout the years, especially with Total Divas, etc., that they feel like they can do stuff like that.
And I think what it put her more on the eye of the storm was like all the other stuff that happened before. Correct. And I think that's what people feel entitled to say some comments, you know. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But lucky I wasn't there. I came through with a drop kick in the back of somebody. Rude
awakening.
Really the back of the knees, I'm pretty sure.
And finally, WWE announces launch of new UK series, UK and NXT UK. Mm-hmm. It's just another platform for definitely female wrestlers and wrestlers alike. Mm-hmm. It's just a different setting. It looks amazing from what I'm looking at. There's so much talent over there. I just think it's going to be really good to see what they bring to the table, because NXT is an unbelievable platform.
Yeah, and then they're going to Australia too later on, so it's
going to be huge.
They're taking over the world.
My Australian friend is blowing me up like I'm going to be there.
So they're signing all the girls there, or like?
Oh, they're just I know there's like a new stable of like wrestlers like that are already in like around the UK, Ireland.
Because I know they do have
Viper, Tony Storm.
Yeah, but they have a UK championship, like a belt.
Yeah, the tournament is going on right now. Yeah.
So they have that. I know the one for Australia, it's going to be like the one that they did in Saudi, where they have just wrestlers go over, and obviously they're going to have wrestlers that are, you know, from there, which sounds like Toni Storm is definitely going to be signed. I don't think she's signed yet.
You know that, I was in London for a month last year, and I got to meet a lot of the girls that are part of this show. Mm-hmm. So just, again, to see them the growth and the opportunities that all of us are receiving, it makes me really happy and very positive about the future of women's wrestling in general. Definitely. Like, this is the best time to be an example and to be in the business, regardless if it's still male-dominated. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, we are making strides for equality, everyone. Equality.
Heck yeah.
Shout out to Charlotte Flair real quick for making the ESPN body issue. So I'm really interested to see how this goes down.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste that bad, actually.
Oh, good.
Okay. If it's just regular water, you can't put anything with flavor in there, though.
It tastes very delicious.
It just dies.
Oh, boy. But,
but shout out to Charlotte Flair for being a body issue. It's you put yourself in a vulnerable position, you know what I mean, to be scrutinized.
No, she's just naked.
Listen, she's not. She's naked-ish.
She is naked.
She's naked. She's shot naked. At nice angles with lighting and stuff.
Yeah, but
it's still
realize
vulnerable.
That.
She's vulnerable.
Ain't more
vulnerable.
Power to her, man.
That's what I'm saying. No, shout out to your girl.
Believe me, if they say, hey, Thunder Rosa, you want to be in the... Heck yeah.
Yeah,
let me in.
Put me in the body
issue. When do I need to get on a diet again so I look tight?
Like, I just saw you with your bikini shot on Instagram, so I'm like,
which
there's
one,
no...
Girl?
Oh, I see you on that one pose you were doing. You do some kind of pose.
Oh, my. She said, which one?
No, that one is from 3 years ago or 4 years ago. That's like when I started wrestling. I was trying to do like bikini modeling.
You look it up. She's on the couch and she's doing the...
Yeah,
she's
got a pose. Yeah. She's on the couch doing like a leg out thing.
Hey, I'm like, hey, guys, hey.
That's about art history degrees.
Tony's like, that's it.
Tony's like, all right. Oh my goodness. So what? Let me transition.
Oh, now I know why you're wearing that V-neck and everything. That's the reason why you went on Instagram. Oh, heck yeah, chocolate. Don't be lying to me, chocolate. Ya te vi, ya te vi. I see you.
Yo, let me listen. Wow. Hey, listen. Hey, after buzzers, let me get away from this real quick.
He wants to get away with it. He's blushing. Away. Everybody, here, look at him.
If I was blushing,
he's blushing. He is blushing.
Cobra Moon, if you weren't well versed in the square circle, I'd have to try to, you know, fight you. But I ain't trying to get beat. But so.
Why is Evan always trying to fight very strong women?
It's not about winning, man. I'm not going to win. I'm going to lose. But it's just about the
journey. Okay.
It's about the journey, yeah.
So what were you about to say?
Listen, hey, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we produce after shows for all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. That is true. I'm not just reading stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you are, but it is also
You know
true.
What I'm saying. But now we need your help. We're asking you that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a whole bunch, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like direct to you. It brings you your favorite after shows. You don't have to seek them out, and it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you will love. Since you're already tuned into our show, you might be interested in the NXT after show, the Total Bellas, Total Divas, and the Raw and the SmackDown after shows. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please do not be shy. Subscribe, hit that button, view my co-hosts because they're off the chain. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They are optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience, and let us know that you did in the comments. We will shout you out just like I shout out my boy Johan Pena. Subscribe, like.
Yo, jalapeno.
That's my boy. That's yo, Johan, what up?
It's Jorge Peña or jalapeno?
Johan Peña.
Oh, Johar Peña. I thought you said jalapeno.
Johan.
Every time,
what? Yo, jalapeno. What's up?
Hey, what's up, jalapeno? Nice to meet you. Follow me, too.
Miss Moon.
I can't believe you guys call me Miss Moon.
I'm just taking a page from Chocolate here.
I like it a lot.
Miss Moon.
Are you dark chocolate or white chocolate inside?
I've figured out the exact chocolate. If you get a Kit Kat, I'm going to be the exact shade of a Kit Kat. 100%. 100%, man.
I see it. I eat a lot of Kit
Kats. If you put a Kit Kat next to my arm, it just disappears. So I'm milk chocolate.
Okay, he's
milk chocolate. She asked.
All right, Miss Moon, we're in the season of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Yes,
kind of hinted at. So how did you get involved in Lucha Underground?
It was by accident, I will say. I happened to be in the Stardom show, and Stardom USA show 3 years ago. And there was a couple of producers in there watching the show, DJ and Marty Elias. And Marty Elias was the first one that came and talked to me. And then from there, CJ came and was like, hey, what's up? I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hi, guys. And I didn't even know who I was talking to until, like, they gave me the card. And then I went online and researched them. And I was like, oh, my God, I just make an idiot of myself, you know. And then all of a sudden, I was offered the opportunity to become Cobra Moon. Wow. You know, it was just like, I don't know, where somebody saw talent in me. And they talked to other producers, they saw me and they were like, they were sold, you know. And I'm really happy to be part of Lucha Underground.
This is a question, speaking of my man Johan Pena, from Johan Pena. He said, what was your favorite moment on Lucha so far?
My favorite moment? I think one thing that I thought it was very empowering, believe it or not, was when I was dragging Drago every show, because it's just like, so like, I'm in power and I'm dragging this man,
right,
who, like, I take the chains and then he does everything for me, you know. It's like, you don't get to see those kind of characters in the show. And then another one was when they created the set, and I saw the big cobra
sit, and then throne.
Like my throne, and wow. I had my dress and I looked like a queen. I was like, wow, this is real, you know.
Awesome.
And just to be part of it. And last one was this season when I saw the poster. I cried.
Oh, wow.
I seriously cried. It was like, it's such a moving moment because I come from nothing, you know? From Tijuana, Mexico, I'm the third of four girls, and we live in a small house, and, you know, it's a long story, but just to be able to show that to my parents and say, hey, guys, this is me, like, I'm on TV, you know? And my dad is so proud, my family is so proud, and it's just like, that's just to show that I work really hard, and people believe in me, and they believe in this character.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, that's the whole thing, because in some of my notes, it's like, you never did sports.
Nope.
And the fact that you kind of trained and worked hard to get to this position is unbelievable. So
yes,
definitely kudos to that.
Yes. Hey, when you want something, you know, you work hard for it. It's like, wrestling is another language for me. I learned English when I was 17. I started learning English. I didn't get it.
How'd you learn English?
I just didn't speak Spanish.
Pretty impressive, though. No, honestly.
I mean, that's how you learn Spanish.
People always make it sound easy, man. I'm telling you, I live in Germany.
I went to school. I went to school and I forced myself to, like, hang out with people that didn't speak nothing but English. And they forced me to practice my English, you know. And then I went to college. And then I wasn't going to move and go and transfer to a university until I was able to speak and write English. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, 21 at that moment. I'm like, holy Jesus, how am I gonna do this? Didn't stop me. I did it, and I succeeded. You know, I graduated from high school, the first one to graduate from high school, the first one to graduate from university in my family, from UC Berkeley, by the way. Go Bears. And I'm here now, you know.
It's awesome. Just have to say go Ducks.
Oh, she rubbish.
Go Bears.
I'm not going to bring Rams up because they're nobody. Anyway.
Who's the Rams?
The VCU. Listen, we have the number one nursing and anesthesia in the country.
We are the number one public school in the country. Let me tell you that.
Man, y'all repping. Y'all
school very hard to get
no,
in.
No, I'm not repping. That was the joke.
Yo, shout out to Carlisle High School, man. That's where I'm from. But no. No, so like I was talking to you a little bit about this off air, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. Not don't want you to get all up into politics, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I do want to get your thoughts on what's going on at the border with just immigrants and such. What do we want to hear? Yeah, I want to hear this. I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, you know, I put it on my Twitter that I worked as a social worker before I became a wrestler full time, and I work with foster care and kids that were at risk, and a lot of them were abandoned by their families, or they were separated from their families because of abuse, because of neglect, or because of other reasons, right? So I saw what that happened to the kids and like the damage that it costs. Mm-hmm. So just for me to see some of the pictures, I read a couple articles. I watched, like I was telling you, I was watching Fox and NBC, and I wanted to see both sides before I was like, and started like blabbing online. The only thing that I can say is that I feel terrible for the families and the kids, especially for the kids, because this is going to be trauma that is going to follow them for the rest of their lives. PTSD, attachment disorders. Mm-hmm. And you know the problem is, we as taxpayers are going to continue to pay for the services that these kids are going to need because they will become foster kids. Mm-hmm. They're going to have behavioral problems at school, and the government still has to pay for them. Yes, we're separating them, and we are like the families are following the law now because they're not in our country. But at the end of the day, we are the ones who are going to be paying for the consequences, and the kids are going to pay for the consequences for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm.
I think what people also don't realize is that it's making it sound like a lot of people are coming into the country when the rate has actually been going down. So, you know, there's a lot of scare tactics and all this stuff, and you're thinking that everybody's rushing to the border, and it's like, no, there are a lot of people who don't want to come in. But, yeah, thanks for...
appreciate that.
A lot of these people, they come here because this country, as messed up as it is, it gives you the chance to become who you want to become. It gives you those opportunities that our countries from origin doesn't. Mm. For me, that's what it did for me and my family. If I wasn't in this country, I wouldn't be talking to you guys. I wouldn't be on TV. I wouldn't finish college. Mm. You know, I wouldn't, you know, follow my dreams the way that I'm doing it. And that's the reason why so many immigrants come here, because we have the opportunity to do that. And it is really sad that we're not given the tools to be the citizens that we want to be. Not everybody's a criminal. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad wasn't a criminal. I'm not a criminal. You know, I want to be a citizen of the United States because I'm proud that everything I have, I made it in this country. Mm-hmm. I made myself in this country, and I'm proud to be in America. And I know that it's really sad, and it really breaks my heart because, like I said, I saw it firsthand how these kids suffer when they're alone and they don't have anybody. And right now, those kids, they don't know where their parents are. You know, they're scared. And that's the only thing they see. They're scared, and they just want to be close to somebody. And no matter if you have counselors, no matter if you have medics, no matter if you have nurses, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Switching gears.
Yeah. So, been wrestling for a while. So, has there been any contact for WWE for Mae Young Classic?
No.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But WOW, yeah?
No.
She tried to slide it in there. Okay. She tried to weasel it in there.
No, I said I love Guau. I'm so proud of all my friends that are having the opportunity to be there. And, like, I was seeing the tweets, and I'm really happy for them. I really am.
You can't, like, you know people are watching you, right?
Your face. No, they're watching her.
Yeah, but your face.
What about
what
my face?
Why
are you constantly talking about my face, TK?
Because you're like orange soda.
I mean, you have something to say.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, gosh. Tell me about your sex podcast.
My what? My what?
Your podcast that talks about
sex. I used to have this podcast with this guy, and
I didn't make that up.
I swore you made that up.
No. We used to talk about relationships, sex, all kinds of stuff. It was this guy in Oregon, and we used to have it every week. It was really fun. Did you get to, like, did you listen to some of the stuff? Oh, Lord. No, it was really fun. I haven't done it in a little while, but we started doing it when I was in Japan.
I almost thought I listened to, like, the wrong invitation. No, I know I didn't
that
come
was
up with this.
Me. That was me. We talk about a bunch of cool stuff. When I was in Japan, like, I went and did research, and then we discussed that kind of stuff. And
a lot.
Hey, yeah, what type of research are we talking about?
What?
Cobra Moon.
There are books. What are you, a child?
Why does she need to go to Japan to do that, though?
She's like, I had a lot of time, and I was like, okay, guys, let's research some stuff.
And then you say
because you go to Japan and you just wrestle, you clean up, and then you go home, right? Okay. What are you gonna do? You're gonna research.
I know,
sex.
I were on the same page you for some reason. I don't know.
Yes, but it was really fun. A lot of the fans, they send us their emails. Some of the emails that I was like, Lord have mercy. I was reading it and I'm like, wow, well, more power to you, boy. More power to you. And there was the same people that will send us their stories. So it was really cool that, you know, people got the time to send us their emails and just to, like, have a connection. And there was this girl. She was always like, oh, I love you, Tobashi. Like, I want to do you. And I was like, oh, girl, just like, you want his number? I give you his number. He's single. Like, come on. Like,
is he still?
He's still single, by the way.
Oh, wait, I'm not.
I was like, wait a minute, aren't you?
I'll be forgetting. All right. Anyway.
So this is a random question,
all right, let's
check it out. Okay, listen, you the same size. Cobra Moon was the same size as Godzilla, one-on-one, because I know you rock with Godzilla.
Oh, yes, I do.
Who would win in a fight between you and Godzilla? She likes Godzilla. She appreciates that. Cobra Moon versus Godzilla.
Well, it will be me because I have my entourage. I told you that.
That's what you do, guys.
I wouldn't do any of the work of the dirty.
So you would just stick the goon squad on?
Yeah, I'll send Vibora. He'll take care of him.
Wait, what if there were several Cobra Moon sized Godzillas?
What's happening right
you
now?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I'm messed up now. I don't know.
It's an important question, TK. This is journalism.
People like to get to the other stuff.
But
man,
I do love Godzilla.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that you used to, like, carry the.
He's still. Like, I left out the house. I was actually going to bring him, but I was like, you're not.
You could have set him right here.
Yeah, though. I know. Aww. Bought him in Japan, my first tour.
Which, as far as Japan goes, what was your favorite part about Japan?
The people.
Yeah, I was just there like a couple months ago for the first time ever, and it's so different, though.
It is. It is so different that my first tour was kind of hard because I was trying to, like, just learn everything that I could, and I was so new to wrestling too, so I was just typical, you know, foreigner being loud and whatever. The second time around, I was like, I want to go to all the museums, I want to travel, I want to hang out with the friends that, you know, took care of us, and it was so much different, and I had such a great time.
Yeah.
So tell us, tell me about your experience as far as wrestling, doing America, Mexico, and Japanese style. Like, how, as far as dealing with different wrestlers and experiencing that?
Well, you just have to assimilate and without, you know, losing your style of wrestling. And and just, like, whatever you can, whenever I can, I like to train there and see how they do things there and see if I can incorporate that in my arsenal. And that's what I've been doing in the last couple of years. And I like it. I like the way that I wrestle, and I like the way that I can, you know, work with pretty much anybody.
Right.
You know, without having an ego or anything like that. So I really enjoy that.
Speaking of an ego, so unless SoCal Uncensored has this wrong, because sometimes they do, it looks like you were Rookie of the Year in 2015. And then
16.
16. Yeah. Nope. And then the very next year, were you Women Wrestler of the Year?
I think so.
So,
yeah.
that's like a really quick rise in the wrestling world where it can sometimes take years. Did you feel like people treated you differently or strangely, or do you feel like people are pretty helpful and embracing you?
When I first started, no. Like, people were very vicious towards me. Like, I was attacked on social media, and I was told many, many things that I was never going to make it, that I was this, and blah, 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 you know, because, you know, cause it comes from jealousy. A lot of the success that I got it so quickly. Mm-hmm. And people have been in the business for 20 years. They haven't been able to achieve some of the stuff that I have mm-hmm. been able to achieve. You know, I don't blame them. And I understand that that comes from, you know, a sour place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the same time, I'm a very respectful person, and I don't like to attack people on social media. If you have something to say it in my face. Mm-hmm. I always said that. And, you know, we talk like adults, so I went and talked to people, and now we're good. Mm-hmm. But it was hard. It was really hard because I'm very sensitive, you know, and I was very new, so I was like, oh my God. But now it's like, all right, cool. You know.
So was the attack coming from wrestlers or fans or both?
Wrestlers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was, like I said, it's just like it takes time for you to be able to handle it. And you know, I have mentors now and people that, you know, send me stuff, and it's like, you know, why would you listen to somebody that has not been able to achieve something? Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody's gonna, if I'm gonna take criticism, I'm gonna take it from somebody that's done something in the business. You know, so I can learn from that and like, okay, this is what I need to do to get to the next level. And I'm a very goal driven person, and I've always been, you know, mm-hmm. in my personal life and now in wrestling. So the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, America. You can live the American dream if you really want to.
Yeah. So what can we expect for Lucha Underground?
Ooh.
Something you can talk about.
Ooh.
That's say exciting. That.
You got to watch the season. I'm not going to say anything.
Got excited.
I was.
You saying. Saw my poster? Yeah, that's what you need to see.
Damn,
that's what I'm going to say.
Not even a little.
Not a
TV. Come Ramon be on fire. I just want to say, I look so good on TV. I'm so sorry. I was like, girl, you did your job at the gym. Girl, you look so good. It's this season is completely nuts. Like, you guys are gonna see things that you are not expecting to see, so you gotta watch it. I can't say anything, but you know, Cobra Moon is on fire, and then Reptile Tribe, those are my homies.
That's exciting.
I'm excited. I love Lucha Underground. It was great.
Now, is there any other organizations that you're gonna be wrestling with soon, or have anybody made any calls out? Ring of Honor, Impact?
Well, I just did my debut in Ring of Honor mm-hmm. this last weekend, and it was amazing. I had such a great time. I feel like I belong. And again, it was one of my dreams too, to work in ROH, and mm-hmm. the opportunity was given to me. And I was just really happy. I just hope that it wasn't like only like one time and one time only. I hope this like falls more mm-hmm. bookings with them. I don't know. I want to go back to Japan if possible. Do a small tour in Europe mm-hmm. with bigger companies than last time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe work for AAA if mm-hmm. that the opportunity comes. So it's just like the world's my mm-hmm. playground. I just have to like see who opens the door and gives mm-hmm. me a chance, you know?
So did WoW open the door?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to go to the, I just got to go to the first show, guys.
Just check.
TK on the scene.
No, she's probing.
She's available for booking.
Light probe. It's a light probe.
Now, who give us kind of your top five as across the board? Doesn't have to be in WWE, Impact, whatever. Top five women that, or top five people you want to wrestle.
Well, she's not wrestling anymore. She is at WWE now. Sarah Stock. Mm-hmm. She's one of my main motivations as a women wrestler. She is so good. Mm-hmm. She, I don't know if you guys know her. She'd wrestle in CMLL.
No.
What's Sarah Logan.
Sarah Stock.
You know,
I'm at
the Google. Yeah, Sarah Mato actually went to APW, where that's a place where I started wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, she's like another person that I follow her footsteps. Another person I want to wrestle. I want to wrestle Deonna Purrazzo. I don't know why.
Okay,
she comes up a lot.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
She's really good. I've seen her multiple times. She's really cool. Let's see who else. It has to be five. It has to be women.
Well, you can get just no anybody. Name, anybody. Yeah. Two more.
Who else? I want to wrestle Johnny Mundo one-on-one.
One day.
Somebody make it happen.
You heard it here. Book it. Book it, bookers.
We'll call Taya. All right. let's hit it with the star of the week real quick.
Maestro.
28 on me today and everybody else. 28 and 9.
Wow, Tony, thank you so much for our music. We are going to talk about the Women Pro Wrestling Star of the Week. And this week, our star is Melissa Santos, who you guys probably know as the ring announcer from Lucha Underground, though she also does ring announcing in other places, such as Joey Ryan's Bar Wrestling, which we will talk about momentarily. So the LA native actually got her start wrestling in WOW, Women of Wrestling, as La Nina, one half of Tropical Storm, the tag team, which I didn't know, and I've actually seen the tag team before, just never realized it was Melissa Santos, which was pretty hilarious to me. So 2 years later, she ends up with Lucha Underground, where she met her boyfriend, Brian Cage, and they have a really adorable baby. You can go see some videos of her on Instagram. And she even got in the rings a few times at Lucha Underground. Now, she's, like I said, just had a baby recently, and apparently is about to put her wrestling boots back on because there was a little bit of a tiff at Bar Wrestling, which suggests that she and Brian Cage are going to have an intergender tag match against Doomfly, another local intergender tag team. So that's going to be pretty dope. If you get the chance to watch that, check that out. And normally this is where I recommend a match to watch, but honestly, you need to watch Lucha Underground. The new season is out, and she is probably, she's my favorite ring announcer. She's probably one of the top ring announcers in the world. So give Melissa Santos a look.
So fabulous.
Yeah, I love it.
So we definitely appreciate you guys all in live chat, all that good stuff. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, WPW Weekly. Also AfterBuzz TV/wrestling, all that good stuff. I'm kind of coming up with a new term, WPW Warriors. That's going to be you guys.
Whoopa Warriors.
Bosa, what's up, boy?
Where can we find you?
You can find me everywhere at Sarah the Rebel. Sarah has an H as God in the Bible intended.
Oh, it's your boy, Evan T. Mac, Twitter.
The Chocolate.
Yeah. Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Kit Kat.
Johan Pena, Dan, Bosa, J. Will, what up?
And Miss Moon, where can we find you?
You can find Thunder Rosa at ThunderRosa22 on Instagram and Twitter. And my like page is ThunderRosa2. And you can also find me every Wednesday in Lucha Underground.
As fun fact, if you guys don't know, so you got your name from one of the first jobs that you had, Thunder Rose, which is Thunder
Rose. Yes, I was working at a rehab facility for teenagers, so that's why I'm so, you know, into like passionate about social work.
Just in case you guys didn't know that, because we did
I didn't do my research.
Due diligence, man.
I was going to ask.
Our poll of the week is, are you here for this season of Lucha Underground? So if you guys don't know what here means, is do you like Lucha Underground? Yes or no?
I was like, can I rephrase this slightly? Because our audience might not be with the dialect so much. I don't know.
Just saying. Sorry.
Watch Lucha Underground. You can get it on Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon, right?
Oh,
is that how
it is? And you can catch up on Netflix.
Yeah, catch up on Netflix, buy it on Amazon. Other than that...
iTunes, guys. If you don't have a Ray Network, you can buy it on iTunes.
We had iTunes, too, P.S. Side note.
Get it.
Hustle.
Get it.
Okay, then. Maybe it's Evan's shirt that just goes awry when that happens. When the button goes down to the third button.
Your mouth goes wild.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. We thank you guys for watching our show. We know there's a lot of wrestling podcasts all over the place, but we know we are the number one wrestling podcast, weekly wrestling podcast, because that's just what I say, and you know that's just how it goes.
That's how facts work.
Exactly.
And currently in this country.
Yes.
thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you. I'm sorry for having me.
You apologizing for me? I apologize for myself. Thank you. I'm not sorry.
He's covering his shirt now. He's blushing.
I'm sure next time you come, there will be no shirt and just the jacket.
Just be naked. Lord.
I'm not coming to that podcast.
we have a lot of guests fully booked up to the end of the season, because this is season one. We finish at 25. We have been renewed for our second season because we're just that good. So we guys will catch you up next week, or we will catch you next week. Other than that, for everybody here, ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.